This week in 1957, country singer Patsy Cline skyrocketed to fame. You're listening to This Week in Virginia History. I'm Nathan Moore. Crazy, I Fall to Pieces, Walking After Midnight. They're all classic Patsy Cline songs that may have been unknown today if not for a televised talent show competition. Patsy Cline was born as Virginia Hensley in Winchester, Virginia. Her family moved often throughout the Shenandoah Valley during her childhood, and when Virginia was 16, her father deserted the family. So she quit school and worked in a poultry plant to help support her mother. Another time, she worked as a soda clerk in a drugstore. And she began singing at night and on the weekends. She entered and won amateur singing contests, sang on local radio shows, performed with bands. At one point, Virginia auditioned for the Grand Ole Opry, but they thought she was too young to join the cast. Then a West Virginia radio show hired her to sing full-time, and they gave her a new stage name, Patsy. A few months later, she got married and got a new last name, Cline. But success for Patsy Cline was elusive. She recorded her first album, but sales were dismal. She continued to perform regionally and made some guest appearances on a televised country music program. Now that's where she got noticed and got booked on a national TV show called Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, sort of like The Voice or American Idol of its day. On that show, Patsy sang Walking After Midnight, and she won the contest. She recorded that song on a new label, and record sales exploded. Her song reached number 2 on the country music charts. Patsy recorded more than 100 songs and finally joined the Grand Ole Opry in 1960. But then tragedy struck. Patsy Cline was killed in a plane crash in 1963 at the age of 30. Her death increased her fame. She became the first solo woman performer inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Virginia Country Music Hall of Fame and awards from the Grammy Hall of Fame. And it all started with winning some singing contests. This Week in Virginia History was written by Miranda Burnett. You can read about this story and more at encyclopediavirginia.org. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and at virginiaaudio.org.